From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The recent Arctic blast of weather caused a number of problems for many folks across the country, leading to a few dramatic rescues. More than 24 skiers and snowboarders were rescued over the weekend after becoming lost in Vermont's backcountry. Police in the town of Killington said they were notified Saturday just before 3 p.m. that between 7 and 9 lost skiers and snowboarders were missing. Well, that number was conservative, as they found out later that 21 people, including 6 young people, were missing. 12 members of the Killington Search and Rescue were then deployed. They hiked, they snowshoed, and then they skied through 5 miles of Vermont backcountry in frigid temperatures to find the missing folks. Unfortunately, they were not finished. As the search and rescue team was ready to end its operation, 2 more people were reported lost in the backcountry. That pair was found and eventually brought to safety around 7:30 that night. News of that rescue came on the heels of news that an experienced hiker died last week in New Hampshire's White Mountains. Officers with the New Hampshire Fish and Game Conservation were informed of the hiker's distress near Mount Bond in Lincoln. The hiker said he was very cold amid heavy winds, frigid temperatures, and snow. Rescue efforts were slowed, though, as responders trudged through waist-deep snow and heavy winds. In turn, the New Hampshire Army National Guard was contacted to attempt a helicopter rescue of the hiker. By the time they had reached him, though, the hiker had passed away. The body was recovered the following day. A heart-pounding rescue was captured on camera after a vehicle crashed and came to rest on the edge of a wall in Boulder, Colorado, last week. The backside of the vehicle was hovering dangerously off the ground, and the car was close to toppling down the icy embankment, with a woman and her 4-year-old daughter stranded inside. Police rushed to the scene and were able to rescue both, starting with the child, who, while being rescued, made sure that the police knew that her mother was still inside. The officers needed to worry about not only the vehicle tumbling over the wall, but also the dangerously low temperatures. And while the high temperature in the Boulder area at that time was 39 degrees, temperatures in the evening were plummeting fast, with the temperature eventually bottoming out at 8 degrees below zero later that night. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, people were upset at Reese Witherspoon recently for something she posted about snow on her social media account. Find out what all the hullabaloo was about. Also, read Brian Leda's article about 5 surprising effects that the 2024 total solar eclipse will have on animals and the weather. You can find that and more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.